I unbuckle my seatbelt and dive into the front seat. I catch the fly in midair. Blood fire! I yell. I'm lying with my head in my mum's lap and my legs are all over the steering wheel. So Dad slams the brakes on. The car lurches forward.
Get out,
he says. But it's not my fault, I say. It was the fly.
I mean, I care whose fault it was,
he says.
Out.
But look! I open my hand to show Dad the fly and prove that I'm not lying. But my hand is empty. It must have swerved out at the last minute, outsmarted by a fly. I hate that.
Out,
says Dad. Surely he can't be serious. No, I'm sorry, Dad. I was just trying to get the fly out of the car in case it caused an accident.
You're the only one up in here who's gonna cause an accident, he says. Out.
Mum, I say, are you really gonna let him do this? It's for your own good, she says. You've got to learn.
Yeah, so you know him then. Well, due to expression on your face, I just thought that, you know, I just thought that I'd let you know that he was talking to Kenny and them.
Didn't really seem like your type if you ask me, but hey, psh.
alright, relax, relax. Okay, alright, chill, man, chill. It's so aggressive. Listen, girl, I got a proposition for you, darling.
What?
Come off it, a proposition is not a big word. Shut it, anyway. I have a good offer to offer you. See, I want you, and another you, and yours truly, to up the notch a little bit. Of course you are, of course you are. I just, you know, I want more. Come on, what guy has not thought about it?